I know I am dying. Scenes from different moments of my life flash before me with the speed of lightning. I also see totally new landscapes, and I hear sounds and words that are not in my memory. I understand that these landscapes and sounds are my own moods, dark emotions that take me to gray rooms, to deep abysses, to thunderous noises, to faraway avalanches. And when hope sparkles, the green prairies stretch onward infinitely, and the sounds are like hymns, and the words are kind. Now I see my body lying far away and still. But how can I see and listen and remember and imagine if I am separated from what once were my senses, from what was my brain, my pulse, my life-giving breath? In this confusion of spaces and times, I stay very close to my body. In this way, when I see dark labyrinths, I am inside my body. When I climb golden mountains, I feel my head in repose. The heights, the lowlands, the depths, everything that happened, and everything I believe will happen, all have my body as a base. All the things that are attached to me are from my past. Just as in sunlight, my shadow is attached to my body, without being a body. Perhaps like this, I am attached to the cruel moments of my life, to the frustrations, to the resentments, to the revenge. As if these were solid objects that block the light away from me. When there are no objects, the light shines fully on me. And there is no shadow, and this is only possible if my memories have neither frustration nor resentment, nor revenge which stop their flow. Otherwise, they will stay here, trying to resolve what cannot be resolved. So life is the means that the mind uses to break this net of shadows. I am thankful I know the only important thing: to act with unity. I am thankful I have understood that life does have a faraway, distant meaning, a meaning that does not become exhausted by the absurdities of life. I am thankful I have guided my actions with my gaze always looking in the direction of this meaning. I feel compassion for those left behind, trapped in the net of shadows, believing that their little illusions are the only truth. Will someone or something ever free them? I feel compassion for those whom the message of liberation reached, but who degraded it, because someday their confusion will be enormous. Unlike those who gave meaning to their lives, and also unlike those who never received the message, but who still acted with internal unity. because they also will arrive at the light. But now is the triumphant moment of my liberation, and I follow the images that my guide translates into these words.
On the inner road, you may walk in darkness or in light. Attend to the two ways that unfold before you. If you let your being hurl itself towards dark regions, your body will win the battle and dominate. Then, sensations and visions of spirits, of forces, of remembrances will arise. On this path, you descend deeper and deeper. Here dwell hatred, vengeance, estrangement, possession, jealousy, and the desire to remain. If you descend even further, you will be invaded by frustration, resentment, and all those dreams and desires that have brought ruin and death upon humanity. If instead you impel your being toward the light, you will find resistance and fatigue at every step. There are things to blame for this fatigue in your ascent. Your life weighs, your memories weigh, your previous actions impede the ascent. The climb is made difficult by your body, which tends to dominate. In the steps of the ascent, you will find strange regions of pure colors and unknown sounds. Do not flee purification, which acts like fire and horrifies with its phantoms. Reject startling fears and disheartenment. Reject the desire to flee towards low and dark regions. Reject the attachment to memories. Remain in internal freedom, with indifference toward the illusions of the landscape, with resolution in the ascent. The pure light dawns in the summits of the great mountain chain, and the waters of the thousand colors flow among unrecognizable melodies towards crystalline plateaus and pastures. Do not fear the pressure of the light that drives you away from its center, always with increasing strength. Absorb it as though it were a liquid or a wind, for certainly in it is life. When you find the hidden city in the great mountain chain, you must recognize the entrance. But you will know this at the moment your life is transformed. Its enormous walls are covered with figures, are covered with colors, are sensed. Kept in this city are what has been done and what is still to be done. But for your inner eye, the transparent is opaque.
This is what my guide says. And so I mentally prepare myself, and everything becomes transparent, and I become liberated from all ties. I am reconciled. I am purified. I am going to the city of light, that city never perceived by the eye, whose singing has never been heard by human ears. Now, I feel that I am stopping, and that I am coming back to my body. My heart beats, and my lungs work. Here I am again. But this truth that I was able to touch, I know it will act sooner or later, converting the meaning of my life.